USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I've always denounced any form of any of that. You have to denounce
the president's more forceful comments regarding racism before leaving the White House. President Trump continues.
Joe Biden has to say something about Antifa. It's not a philosophy. These are people that hit people over the head with baseball bats. He's got to come out and he's got to be strong and he's got to condemn Antifa. And it's very important that he does it.
President Trump hosting a rally in Duluth, Minnesota tonight. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden returning to his roots with a campaign train tour. Biden saying about the debate.
I think it was just a national embarrassment.
And regarding any changes for the upcoming debates, Biden says.
Question gets asked of Trump. He has a microphone. He has 2 minutes to answer the question. No one else has a microphone.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey announces the arrest of Deontay Lee Murray in relation to the ambush shooting of two deputies in Compton, California.
We've all seen the shocking surveillance video of the shooting and the heroic actions of the wounded female deputy as she drags her partner to safety. That video plus other compelling forensic evidence are the basis for this prosecution.
Murray set to be arraigned today in Compton. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. In a letter to Wray, Collins is accusing him of being unwilling or unable to bring accountability to the upper echelon of the FBI. Another player for the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, adding to an outbreak that has caused the NFL to postpone the team's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss the Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News.
Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who is the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton.
We are hearing from one of the Louisville police officers who was shot during last week's riots in the city. Major Aubrey Gregory describes what it was like that night.
It sounded like a whole magazine of maybe 15 rounds were fired at us. And then the gunfire stopped.
Gregory, shot in the hip, says he only holds the suspect responsible, Lorenzo Johnson.
To be shot by a single person. I don't hold the group responsible for what another person did, but I hold that person responsible.
Johnson, not charged with attempted murder, was only charged with wanton endangerment for firing his weapon. The head of the FAA says a test run of a Boeing 737 MAX went smoothly. After a two-hour flight, he says he liked what he saw, but there's still more work that needs to be done. The planes have been grounded for 18 months after two deadly crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.